When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hold on, are we going to brush past? You have a lot of murder stuff?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I used to do, like, murderabilia stuff, like, back in the day, which is, like, where, like, you know, like, paintings, like, made by serial killers.
They're actual paintings? Like, you bought the actual paintings that they painted?
Yeah.
Why are you so interested in murder?
I'm actually not. I actually do not give a shit about serial killers. Like, you know, like...
he hates Funko Pops, but we're all just lying today, aren't we?
I thought the art was interesting.
What's the most interesting piece that you have?
I have like 6 paintings by John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have something of Dahmer's?
I used to own his glasses.
Shut the f*** up. What?
Yeah. For about a year, but
they were ugly.
They were pretty ugly.
But the things those things have seen.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 179 of the Dropouts Podcast.
178. You just messed it up right after you asked about it.
You know, when certain people...
I'm walking off.
When certain people mess up in life, a lot of people like to encourage them and be like, oh, it's okay, man. Come here. Let me hold you at night. Let me make love to you.
Yeah.
And you... Very similar to my uncle. Wait, whose uncle?
I probably shouldn't chew gum.
What did I tell you about swallowing?
Did you just swallow it?
I did it in my hand. You got this.
No, he's already swallowed it. Now he's just got to play with the little boxing thing in the back of his throat and throw up all over your hands.
We can skip on that.
Okay. I mean this in the nicest way. Do not speak until spoken to. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to be as mean to them as we can to see if we can get some reactions. Okay. We're going to make love.
What?
Is that what? I don't remember the tangent I was on. Jake and Johnny.
What's up?
Us.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
A lot of people call you a lot of things because you hang out a lot.
Like
the Razorblade Rascals was one of my favorites.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Then they made a movie about you guys, which I thought was sick. Did you guys ever sue?
No.
Because you didn't get any money, right?
No, we didn't even get to be in the movie either.
Yeah, well, Johnny, how do you feel about Will Smith portraying you in the movie?
A weird choice.
It's stylistic, some might say.
Yeah, I mean, I get told I look like him a lot, so it makes sense a little bit. But
it was a 2023 choice. It was a woke choice, and that's okay. I couldn't tell. I thought you were playing yourself.
Thank you.
Because I never know what's behind the eye makeup, so I assumed it was Will Smith.
It's nothingness.
When you guys are in the bedroom together, does he slap you like...
You think we're a couple?
I don't know.
We're not gay. We're also not two middle-aged lesbians. People also think that.
Jared was wondering why he felt so comfortable in here.
I know. It felt like my parents were in here.
We get those comments. Like, we got a comment the other day. I was like, I love when these two ladies get together.
It is kind of beautiful to know that you guys are chameleons in everyone's eyes. You just change around. Nobody cares. You're just, you're an embodiment of love. Huh? Hit some intro music. Okay, guys, this is where we can take a break. Whew. If you're going to be sad, do it now.
I'm going to be sad with this music.
If you're not a Patreon member, you're missing out on the best community in the world. Did you know our Patreon members get exclusive access to a lot of things? Number one, our drunk episodes that we're not allowed to put on the internet. Number two, every month we do a giveaway to those paid Patreon members. Things like Xboxes, Nintendo Switches, merch, gift cards. What else do we give away?
A lot of stuff.
I don't care. Go to the description right now and become a Patreon member. Also, it's going to be the first comment on this video. Also, we do drunk episodes, which are way better than anything we put out here because we get a little loosey-goosey when the alcohol is flowing. You know what I mean? Here's a little clip from it.
No, but I'm Jewish.
I'm also part Jewish.
Shut up.
Smallest to biggest erect.
What was the biggest?
Eight inches. I've taken like 14.
You think that's 8 inches?
You're going to be pretty disappointed if I ever get pants at a local pool.
That's 8 inches?
That's 8 inches. Imagine taking that. You're feeling that shit in your guts.
This is our favorite friend that's been hogtied and kidnapped.
Oh, we're getting right into it? Jesus Christ. Hey, Zach, how about a little lube first before you just fucking ram that down our throat?
What's up, man?
When are you going to start your OnlyFans?
You look like a psychopath. You're crying wearing medieval times. You have one shoe off and you're drinking.
Any last words, Danielle?
Go become a Patreon now. Click the description below. And if you don't, understand that I will hurt your loved ones. All right, let's get to the show.
Can I speak to Johnny for a second?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing today, man?
Going through a lot.
I couldn't tell.
You wear it on your sleeve, you know?
No, you hide it well.
Yeah. That's why I'm wearing long sleeves. I got to hide it.
No, I get it. I get it. What was it today that almost did it for you?
I woke up.
Yeah. And when you wake up, is it the immediate thoughts of devastation?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, this started as a joke, and now it's actually like kind of real.
Now he's like, fuck, I didn't know this was a therapy session.
Hey, you take a second, and you process that however you want. I prefer not to bleed on our stuff. Well, that's why we did bring in Red for this episode. Yeah. But for you.
What's up?
You seem happier. How are you doing?
I'm a little happier.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it's because I live with Johnny. I'm like, well, at least I'm not like that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you wake up every morning, you see Johnny, and you're like, God, my life's working out.
I wake up at 8 a.m. sharp every single day.
Can we talk about why?
I'm a very routine kind of guy. Okay. If I don't have my routine, then I freak out. You know, if I don't have my YouTube and macaroni at night, then I freak out.
Okay, what are you normally consuming with your macaroni as far as content-wise? Johnny, you sit over there till I tell you, okay?
I just like looking at you. This is great.
I know. Trust me, man. I'm horny.
Horny doesn't even begin to describe it.
Oh,
I'm uncomfortable.
Can you please not get in between what we have? Because it's actually a magical thing.
Really? Right?
Yeah, it's been a while for me, so let's like not cock block.
That's true, dude. That's
both of us made life choices where we could have easily been the other person. Like there's like one butterfly effect where
you were this.
Yeah, and you were this. Just the worst. Yeah. Okay, so you're a man of routine, a man of nature, a man of not skewing or else you'll hurt your brain. What's up
exactly.
with that?
My brain just, you know, turns into mashed potatoes when I don't know the plan. Like, I always got to know what's going on.
Why do you think that is? Divorced parents?
No.
Interesting. No. Divorced parents.
Dead parents.
Really?
Well, one's still kicking.
Oh, just you? They're just kicking you?
Yeah, not that often.
Okay.
Thanos.
Are we allowed to ask?
Yeah.
About, oh.
Yeah, we could do a whole like haul of it and everything, whatever you need.
You're going to bring their corpses?
Yeah, let's get the ashes.
Oh, they were cremated.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody said that before you make music, you mix in your parents' ashes with your cocaine. Is that true?
I try not to. I'm running out of ashes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I got plenty of coke.
Yeah, cocaine is endless.
What happened to one of them?
I don't know if I should say this. Fuck it. So pretty much my dad got cancer and then my mom and dad, the last moments though, they plowed and then my dad had a heart attack. He got
no
too excited.
Way.
Yeah. So it's one way to go out.
Holy shit. He went out on a high, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If you're going to die, why not after...
So
doing my mom.
So they, hey, dude, trust me.
You can't tell everyone that.
If I ever text you, like, can I do your mom? Just know I'm in a bad place.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh shit, he's not wanting to live anymore.
No. Okay, so he passed away.
Yeah.
But you guys knew he was gonna.
Well, he was like, yeah, he was struggling. He was kind of like,
okay,
the cancer thing, you know, just like,
how soon after the consummation, the conversion, the symbiotic relationship of love making, yeah. Did he not?
I think it was like 20 minutes after.
Really?
What yeah, did you like? I don't know.
What did your mom feel like?
I can't tell if that would be romantic or like traumatizing or both.
I don't like how much you're smiling about his.
So I smile in uncomfortable situations.
Okay. Oh, trust me, we're all riding the wave, but
I didn't interview her about it or anything, so I'm not fully sure.
No, I didn't expect you to just like afterwards.
I can text her if you'd like.
Please don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny's mom.
And Johnny's dad.
Oh. I hated when she died. Whoa. Do you guys believe in mediums and things like that?
I'm more of a large.
I've heard rumors. Yeah, I heard you got a hammer on you.
Who said that?
Tara Yummy.
Yo, that's a good thing. Congrats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad we got that out there.
Of course.
My ex does not say the same thing about me.
I do want to say that we just transitioned to probably the hardest point in your life, maybe.
And to the hardest point of his life.
Yeah, to just to your third leg. And I don't know, is this the dynamic that you guys are used to?
What dynamic?
Sadness and sex?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
That's
combo.
A great band name.
Which one's sex and which one's sadness?
I got an idea.
Oh, I wonder who.
Yeah. He's like, I'm both.
I might be sex. I think I'm always horny.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, always?
Anybody?
Constantly?
Right now.
Anybody in this room you want to? Because we're all open, even our assistant. She's free reign. What? She signed a consent thing before this.
We do it. That was part of her contract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She actually gets paid $5,000 extra
if you hit.
Wow. So,
jeez.
Alyssa.
That's a good payment.
I never signed anything. Not to my record.
Wait, who was that then? The last assistant. That's why she got fired.
Yeah.
If you want to keep your job, joking, we might have to cut that one. Okay. Wait. Maybe we don't want to get off this route. Are you okay?
I mean, it's been a couple of years, so I'm pretty good.
A couple?
Well, no. It's been like a lot of years.
Okay.
How old were you?
I think I was like 12 or 11 or
He's like over it. He's like, dude, he's been dead for so long. Let's talk about.
Can we move on?
He's like, let's talk about this.
Come back to my hammer real quick.
Let's talk about what's hiding behind the zipper.
No, I mean, it was like, I was like 11 or 12 or some shit. I don't, you know.
Formative years.
Yeah.
Formative. And when did you start listening to music that turned you into this?
Oh, shit. This isn't going to look good. 11 or 12.
The math is there. And then you're really happy. What's the best part of your week?
Oh, fuck. What is the best part of my week? I don't know. I just like.
Okay.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just.
I mean, I just. I film, I edit, and I go out. You know, that's all I do.
How long have you been filming, editing, and going out?
Filming and editing. Since I was like 13 and going out since I moved to LA. When I lived in Kansas, I was like, I felt like I was the most hated person there. So I didn't really.
I've heard the rumors. Yeah. You've been on Kansas Twitter? It's Twitter. All him. Yeah. It's
oh just my God, like, they hated me there.
You and Dorothy, they're like, she's not representing us. And then, it was you. Like, you took the heat off Dorothy.
Yeah. Some say I'm a good guy.
So at 13 years old, I feel like, especially in the South, adjacent, it's a lot to put yourself on the internet. Mm-hmm. Why did you want to take on that bullying, I assume, that took place?
I wanted attention, you know? I don't know why.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I needed that. I needed, like, I was craving attention so bad. And, you know, people are cool online, but in person, I remember a dude came up to me and he was like, I've seen your videos. Why don't you work with your hands like a real man?
And did you ever?
No. I worked at Jimmy John's.
How was that?
It's fucking awesome.
In Kansas or out here?
Yeah, in Kansas.
What's a Jimmy John's like in Kansas? Different kind of people in there.
Everyone just like, you know, rips those big vapes in the back.
You were just like blowing O's with the boys.
I was blowing fucking O's. I went from vaping to smoking cigarettes. Now I'm trying to completely get off cigarettes.
And then you're trying to double your cigarettes.
It's actually the opposite way, all right? I'm pretty chill on cigarettes. I'm like, I'm good.
So is there anything, because you're progressively getting worse. Should we break out the heroin?
I mean, maybe.
That's a hell of a jump from cigarettes.
Jared, it's an honest transition. Wait, how did you go from Kansas to the land of where people are the worst?
Honestly, I feel like that was like Kansas for me. I like it here. I feel like I felt like everything about me that people didn't like in Kansas, people appreciate here.
What did people hate the most about you in Kansas?
They didn't like that I wore skinny jeans.
Why did you?
I don't know.
Can I pretend to be a Kansas person? No. I'm.
Oh, he's playing it.
Okay.
Can I? Okay, I'm going to be one of your back home. Do they have Southern accents at all?
Yeah, more of the trashier ones.
Okay. So do you mind if I pretend to be someone from back home?
Go ahead.
Why the hell are you wearing skinny jeans?
I don't know. I guess I just like it.
You like what? Looking not straight?
Well, I mean, you know, there's no sexuality to my pants, sir.
Yeah, tell that to the women's section of JCPenney, you little idiot.
I feel like he was about to say something else.
He's really like saved it with back. Idiot.
Well, listen, I got way too into character. And I was like trying to harness what could have been said to you. But I assume a lot of expletives were thrown your way.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah, that were adjacent to a rainbow flag.
Yeah, very, very much so.
You mind if I go back to Sad Boy?
Yeah. Hey. Dude, we're like getting interrogated. I don't know if this is a podcast.
No, yeah, we're just fine. Wait, how did you guys meet?
Christian Mingle?
I rated him on Twitch.
Oh yeah, that happened.
And then he followed me on Twitter or Instagram after that.
You saw rated him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know I don't know what that means. You tell me right now.
Well, basically everyone that's viewing me on Twitch, when I turn off my stream, I could send them to somewhere else, and I sent them to Johnny because I was looking through the Explore page, and I was like, oh my God, look at this fucking dude. He's like the most emo dude I've ever seen.
Did you know now, this information?
Yeah, have you heard this before? You seem shocked.
He was hate audience sending you. Yeah,
I thought you said you used to like see me around or something, you know?
Well, I've seen him here. Like, no, I mean,
no, don't switch up.
Well, I don't know your history. I don't know your history.
That's fine. No, I thought we were friends, you know, but it's cool. You hate rated me. It's nice. I'm glad it worked out.
I'm so glad.
It was a good.
There's a T in that word that you guys are saying, not a P. You get all of his audience, and then you're like, wow, I'm going to be best friends with this guy? Or how did you guys move?
No, he was the one that was more so reaching out to me. I was kind of like.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you got to come to LA because, you know, I feel like it's hard to find people that are kind of like me out here. And like, I'm not really like a big friend group kind of person.
Oh, we've noticed. I've invited you to my house so many times to just hug. And you know,
well, that's probably
nothing.
Why he's not coming.
Well, he would if he got here. But you guys are, okay, so you're reaching out to him and you're like, who's this dweeb trying to audience friendship me?
Yeah, mostly, honestly, yeah.
Then you came to LA.
Yeah.
When did you guys meet? Watch this. IRL.
IRL?
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
No. Well,
that's an acronym these kids are using on the twitch.tv.
I understand your POV.
Thank you. Have you ever heard of the word cringe?
No. No.
Sick. Too old for that one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I told him whenever he comes out to LA that we should hang out because I'm always trying to work on like, you know, little close friendships because like I said, like I'm not good with groups.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know why, you know, I don't know.
Is it an anxiousness or is it more of like a, I can't stand these people?
Well, I mean,
this is your answer.
Okay.
No, we'll get to you.
I mean, I've been going to a psychiatrist for the past year and I like just got diagnosed with autism. So.
Oh, you just got it?
Yeah.
Dude, you're late.
Just got my card.
You're late to the game, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Johnny, like, dude. You know, if we're like too close, like he'll wear a mask around me now.
I don't want to get it. I got enough problems. I do not need that.
What's your top problem?
Look. I'm kidding.
I dropped out of high school. That's not good. I don't know how to drive.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm lazy.
Is it just the laziness or is like vehicular manslaughter? It's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Well, okay. To be fair,
do you guys trust me driving?
No.
No.
But he was.
I don't trust you. Just kind of, just kind of existing there.
He was online since like when he would have gotten his permit. He was like really doing his stuff online. So I don't blame him.
I was like touring and shiz. Are we allowed to cuss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shiz.
Okay.
Wait. Whoa,
dude. Stop.
Well, we prefer extra R rated, but no worries. So you got diagnosed with the big A.
Yep.
And what is
the A plus?
A lot of people with autism. I used to work with like kids with autism. Obviously, you're very high functioning.
I guess so.
unless Johnny has something else.
But you know,
to
what's
say.
Interesting is like people like you know my You'd closest friends always used to tell my closest friends always told me they're like, dude, do you have autism? I don't know if it's something that they notice like when we hang out every day. I mean, what do you think, Johnny?
It's pretty like when you live with him.
And do you
what are what
do you
are
get
some
a tax break?
Symptoms?
The tax break.
Wait, you get what?
Is that a thing?
You might get a tax break. I have no idea.
You don't say.
She's legally you're legally a dwarf, right? So we technically can get some kind of break or you can get a handicap something.
I guess. I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah, you should look into, it would probably fall under like disability.
Yeah.
What would you say? Is there anything that you hyper fixate on? Is it the YouTube and everything like that?
I would say so. It's kind of like the only thing I think about.
That's where the routine comes from.
Yeah.
That's why you're so routine oriented.
I'm very routine. Very routine.
And if you go off the routine, is it just the whole day is ruined?
I just feel out of whack. Like, I just feel like nothing's really making sense. And, you know, with big social groups, I feel like I'm like in a glass box, like in social settings. Like I feel like there's some sort of like separation that I can't really explain.
Like nobody can get too close. Like you feel like
all they'll catch it. Yeah. No, I mean like, I just like, I don't know why, like I can't really explain it, but I mean like, I guess that's just the common thing. Like people say they feel like robots, you know, in social settings. And it's just like, I just like, to me, I feel like I'm like looking out a window, but I'm also there.
No, I was literally going to ask that. I was like, do you almost feel like you're hovering above yourself, kind of watching your existence rather than living it?
I feel like I'm watching behind my eyes, like I'm not actually there.
What are the struggles that came with that as far as, okay, you get diagnosed. First of all, what's the test?
It's not a test. It's I just went to a psychiatrist for a...
You're like, it's not a test. Johnny just said you probably are, and I've been rolling with it.
It's... exactly. No, I went to a psychiatrist for a while. I don't really have that many, like, struggles with it. Besides, I guess social settings I struggled with, like, my whole life. But in general, like, I'm a pretty happy person, and I feel like it made me, like, who I am, and I feel like the things that I do... I like my interests, and I like what I do, so... I'm doing just fine. It was just like my whole life, I was always like, oh my God, like, why do I feel like a little different? Why does everything just feel a little off? And it was so annoying when people were like, no, that's all in your head. I'm like, but I don't think it is, you know? So people were like, oh, why would it matter if you got diagnosed with it or not? And I was like, it's the comfort of like knowing that, you know, there's an answer to why I am the way that I am.
So you prefer like one-on-one settings or one-on-two? Not really.
I mean, I like kickbacks, you know, or like, I mean, it's for me, it's just kind of hard to get like close to people. Like I'm super close with Johnny, and I feel like, you know, that even like that took time. Like, you know, we like DM'd.
Especially
like,
when he didn't want to. Like you really had to break him down.
Yeah, I was like, please. But I'm very good with like, I'm very good with a few friends. Like you get me like a big friend group, like, and I'll just like stand in the corner.
I can ask Jared to leave.
Okay. What the hell? I was going to say something.
Jared, can you head out?
All right, guys.
I'll head out too. And then Alyssa, you'll leave. And then if you guys just want to.
Yeah, we'll take over.
Just kind of chill.
Welcome to the Dropouts Podcast.
Yes. Oh, he's got it down pat. Yeah.
That's pretty much all we do.
179, I mean eight.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you.
Oh, God.
Okay. 11 to 12 to 13.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Like, what about it?
That's when the. I don't know how to frame this because I feel like it's disrespectful when I say persona, but like, obviously you have you have an archetype of who you are as a human being that people sometimes identify as that little emo boy over there.
You know what's crazy? He's naturally blonde.
Oh yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. He's naturally blonde.
That's why your hair dyes so easily.
Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, so you're just like one of Hitler's favorites.
You know what I am?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know him like that.
Hey, I hope not. None of us do. Jared, he gets a little dicey on Wednesdays. But so you started listening to the music, and then when did you become Johnny?
Yeah, it was a slow development, you know? It started with brown hair, you know, dye, and then eventually I went to black hair dye.
Why'd you go with brown if you didn't want to be blonde?
Just like, I thought brown hair was cool at the time.
And when was the time?
When I was like 13 or 14 or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Did you have Kick?
A Kick? The like app?
No. Wait, what were they called? A Sidekick? The phone?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So you're not emo.
Not that old.
Do you remember the day that you were developing your personality? Because I remember like there was just one day when I was like, I want to care about what I look like.
Really?
Is yours more new than his, you think?
Well, I'm not. People Poser. Call us both emo. Like, I don't consider myself emo. He showed me most of the music that he listens to. It's not even like the genre I really listen to.
What's your genre? You're more of a T-Swifty.
I love Taylor.
Oh,
Tay Tay.
Well, you have to say in this climate.
I love Taylor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't put a label on myself, but
Well, we'd love to.
Yeah, that's no worries with me. I mean, no problems with me. My fashion and my music taste is just completely from 70s punk music.
And how'd you get into that?
My parents didn't really like, I feel like most people's parents like brought them up into it, but I just randomly found it through a documentary, and it was just so angry that I just got like obsessed with it.
Do you feel like you were constantly trying to find, I guess, your persona in a way? It's like, all right, what kind of click or what kind of person am I?
I pretty much like anything that's like on the outskirts of anything, because since I've always felt like that, it's comforting to be around things like that. Everything I like, I felt like I've always been like that. I feel like I've always been at least alternative.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know, you know, I was wearing skinny jeans in like sixth grade, and I swear to God that like in Kansas, that really is the craziest shit ever.
Oh yeah, you were pretty sick. I wore skinny jeans to school in middle school one day, and it was in the deep south. And I was just walking back to class from the bathroom, and this other kid was, and he just looks at me and goes, why are you so gay? And I was like, what? He goes, so gay. And then he just goes in his room. And I'm just like, I didn't know why. And I learned later, if you wear skinny jeans in the early 2000s in a southern region, you are gay without a choice.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, yeah. It is thrown on to you. And then,
have you been on the hunt for a new doctor? Do you have illnesses and ailments like me? Currently, I am a sick little boy, and you might be thinking, Zach, what are you doing to get the treatment you deserve? Have you ever heard of ZocDoc? It's kind of like Tinder for your doctor. You get a swipe right or left on the doctors you really love. This is my favorite part. Whenever I go to the doctor, I'll just go to a random one. I'll walk in and be like, hey, please treat me, but I don't want to pay $1 million. I'll be like, what's your insurance? And then I go and they're like, we don't take your insurance. The great thing about this is you can scroll through doctors who specifically take your insurance and are peer reviewed by other people. It's like Yelp for doctors. Oh, this doctor is pretty cool. I want to go here. They treated me great. Oh, this doctor sucks. Don't go to him. And that way you don't have to do the back and forth game trying to find a doctor, which is very difficult to do. You know what I mean?
ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition under the sun.
And one thing I know about humans is we get conditions. And one thing I know about humans is we want to continue living. And one thing I know about humans is doctors help that. ZocDoc, the app, is integral for your life and health. I can't stress that enough.
So to find a doctor today, go to ZocDoc.com/dropouts and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/dropouts. ZocDoc.com/dropouts.
Anxiety and depression, they're no fun when they're in your head. Anxiety and depression can leave you off being not good.
There's no quick fix for anxiety or depression. Sometimes you need something to unlock your brain, a new way of thinking and seeing the world, and that thing might be guided ketamine therapy with MindBloom. MindBloom is the leader in at-home ketamine therapy, having safely helped thousands of people overcome their anxiety and depression.
In a study of over 1,200 MindBloom clients, 89% reported improvements in their anxiety and depression after only 2 sessions. That's nuts. MindBloom works quickly and doesn't have the unpleasant side effects of traditional antidepressants. Right now, Bloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first 6-session program when you sign up to mindbloom.com/dropouts and use promo code DROPOUTS.
Take the first step and break free from your anxiety and depression with MindBloom.
Remember, mindbloom.com/dropouts and use the code DROPOUTS for $20 million? No, just $100 off your first 6 sessions.
So I was wondering, okay, so that's, you like the alternative stuff. I was wondering why you never hang out, because we do like football Sundays, Johnny and I.
Yeah,
we do big boys nights where we just watch football and just kind of hoorah.
Is that why you've been calling me gay?
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, I got to keep you in check, you know.
He's also, I love you and I just wish you had any feelings towards me.
Yeah, you know.
And you guys have never tongue wrestled, right? I had that in my notes.
We have kissed.
Oh, we did. Yeah, but that was his suggestion.
It doesn't matter whose suggestion, you went with it, brother.
He's my friend.
Yeah, well, Jared asks me to kiss every day. I don't.
Well, okay.
That's so cap.
Yeah, I wish.
There's no way.
What was the... And it's not like you said no every time.
Yeah, you're right. He beat me down with it. Wait, when did...
Beat him?
When did this kiss happen?
I think it was Tara's birthday.
We were at a party.
And then, was it recently?
And the rest was history.
Was it? Wait.
What are the circumstances?
Two best friends know what each other tastes like. We can't just brush past this.
Actually, I didn't really smack my lips, to be honest.
I don't really remember. I was pretty drunk.
All right, guys.
Like he pretty much JC, like Kaylin, was like streaming. And he was like, it'd be funny if we kissed on his stream.
Gotcha.
Out of nowhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I was like, finally. And then, you know, we did it.
What I say.
He pressured you into June behavior.
Mm-hmm. He pressured me. What the?
What I say is kissing the bros is just a fist bump with your lips. It's nothing more than that.
You sound dangerously close to his uncle.
And if it's gay.
Yeah.
Then goddamn it, I don't want to be straight.
Hell yeah. God, that's so alternative.
God bless America.
I wish I had a persona. How do I get into your guys' like the persona? Obviously you're different, but it's, you know, I kind of want to get in there. What should I start with?
I guess like, what do you think? What do you think?
Can Johnny? I suggest something?
Yeah,
please.
Maybe Johnny, you and I were hanging out.
Okay.
We've got a cigarette between us and then we light it in the middle and then like it just burns out. That's pretty sick, right?
I like that.
Because it like burns and then it like they separate and now we're like, I don't know.
I don't follow.
You know what I think?
I was lost too.
I just feel like that's such a connection thing to do.
What crowd of the world do you think hates you the absolute most?
Whoever Alyssa's crowd is.
So we'll all go to that crowd for a night. You'll feel like an outsider, like no one gets you. And then on the ride home, we'll play some emo music and you'll be like, oh my God, like
I get
this. This is so me. And then you'll be obsessed.
Maybe what's a song that you guys can, you know, I could tiptoe into that world with?
Johnny's emo, so it's all him.
Yeah, any
tiptoe into it. So you want something like a little casual to get into the
I don't want to go full screamo at the gate.
It's got to be something that was on the radio then, like
Johnny doesn't listen primarily to screamo music. I would say
More like crying American music,
pussy music.
Gotcha. Yeah. Is that like when you put your ear up to a shell and you kind of hear the ocean? Same thing where it's like you put it up to a woman's labias and you can kind of hear a song.
What are those?
How would you describe them?
Labians?
I thought you guys were lesbians.
That is.
What's your favorite song right now?
Oh, I love that question. I don't know.
Don't lie to me.
No, I didn't like that question. I think I like a lot of the 2010 pop.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. I like this song called Sleeping Aids and Razor Blades.
Sleeping Aids and Razor Blades,
tear stained pictures of younger days.
Sleeping Aids?
Sleeping Aids and Razor Blades.
So it's
sleeping
like you have dormant AIDS that you don't know is there, and then you have also Razor Blades that you're going to hurt yourself with?
It's not like it's
no, that's good stuff. I think they played it at my church one time.
Yeah. No, it's actually a fun song. It's good.
By the Exploding Hearts.
Yeah.
Yo, yes. Okay. That song is so good. It's like it's like power pop, you know, it's like but it's also like, you know, the lyrics are kind of like
a little bit.
Yeah. The lyrics are also kind of like, oh, whoa, did you just say that?
Maybe we should start a band.
No.
I'll be the lighting guy.
Okay.
As long as you're not on stage.
You know what we should call it? Blood and Cum. I feel
and
like you got
where did that if name you saw come the from? Name.
If you saw the name, you know what? Actually, let me think.
I don't think people want to wear like t-shirts that say blood and cum on them, really.
Yeah, usually my t-shirts already have it on it. Yeah. So it's like
speak for yourself.
He did. And me too. He also spoke for everyone else. But okay, what if you do your own band, Blood and Cum, and then Johnny and I, we can have another band. What should we call our band?
Cum and Blood.
That can be you and Jared's band. And then Johnny, mine and your band is...
I have no idea. I can't. There's
something. I mean, that's... What do we both love?
I mean, titties.
Titties, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really want that in a band name, though.
Is there another word for titties that is a little less...
Graphic?
Yeah.
Honkers?
You know what? I kind of like that.
The honkers?
The honkers.
I'll take that.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're the honkers. And here we go.
In the lips of an angel.
They're like, it's just playing Hinder. It's not even remotely. Kellen Quinn, I like him. Does that make me part of the band?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if he was cool enough or not.
No, he's cool.
He is pretty cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Good to know.
He wears skinny jeans.
Are these skinny enough?
No, I was saying Kellen wears skinny
jeans.
I would say that's more slim.
Yeah, I would too. Those are slim. I got a little nervous.
H&M kind of core.
H&M core.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
That's where do you guys shop at? I think that's where I got to start going.
Really?
And don't, if you look at me and say thrift, I'm going to kill myself. So where do you guys shop at?
Bro, it's literally thrift. I go to a thrift punk store and everything in there smells like cigarettes. Dude, look at this shirt, bro.
What's it say?
It's a picture of a possum and it says, always pissed. And like there was like, oh, I can't even say that.
Are there like cigarette holes in it?
Do you guys like games?
Video games?
More verbal games. We had one ready to go.
Oh.
Is that okay if we maybe play one just as friends?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, sorry, I feel bad.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a game called Password. Have you guys ever played?
No.
Okay. I haven't.
Essentially, you guys are on a team and Jared and I are on a team. You and I, we're going to look at this word, and then we're going to tell our partner, so you get one word, to try to get him to guess a word. So say it was like ocean, you could be like fish. And if he didn't get it, then we get to try, and I'd be like scales. And they'd be like, and then I'd be like, I'd be like water, and they'd be like ocean, and we got it right. So it goes back and forth, one word, until somebody gets a point, And then we're going to play through, what, five of these and see who wins.
Oh, wait. Can I say a new rule that I just found
okay.
out?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so if the word was ventriloquist, you can, like, say, like puppet. Like, you can what? Do that, you know?
Oh, I feel like so that only applies if it was ventriloquist.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, that's an example.
She's like, it's one of the words. The first, the first word is ventriloquist, and we're like...
But I'm just saying, obviously, you can't charade things, but you can, like, use, like...
Okay, so we can't charade things. We can only use one word.
We can use audio clues.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake, get over here.
Okay.
All right, this is going to test the psychic connection between us.
All right, do you want to give your one word to your partner first, or should I go first?
We're not dating.
Okay. No, I didn't think so.
Oh, you said
so partner. This is a thank word you. That I would tell him to help him get it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then if you get it wrong, then we get a chance for the same word.
Okay. Okay. Let's give it a go.
All right.
Carpet.
Floor.
Okay.
Did he win?
Oh, he lost handsomely. Okay, you heard his word.
A carpet.
Genie.
Aladdin.
There we go, and that's a point, and that's how we play this game, huh?
Why the fuck didn't you get that, Johnny?
What the fuck was it? Carpet, like...
Yeah, I mean, carpet is a little tough, but you tried your best, and now they get a chance.
Oh, we do this?
Okay.
Now?
So now you guys look at that one.
Okay.
All right, Jared, we get to go first this time.
Weekend.
Saturday?
You fucking nailed it. That was so easy, Alyssa.
That's crazy. You knew it because he could have said Sunday.
It was a 50-50 shot, and I felt Saturday was going to be pretty hot. All right, we'll do it now.
I feel bad with how easy that was.
Got it.
Okay.
You go first so that they could potentially get the steal.
Speak.
I don't like this new rule because I feel like it's too easy. Is it whisper?
Yeah, man.
I just found out the new rule, so I thought...
We're going to nix the new rule. That one doesn't count.
Okay, so you guys get another... You guys go.
I do have extras.
This game is going down in a hellfire.
Wait, do I like the paper now?
All right, so yeah, we're going to look at the next one. I saw it.
Cool.
Wait, no, he goes first now, right? Because you went first last
time. Yeah, you can go first.
This is to Jake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ship.
Could be anything.
Pirate.
Wait, was that it?
No.
Why are you mad at him? That was what else is he supposed to go off of? Okay.
I'm disappointed.
Sink.
Titanic?
There you go. This just feels rigged now.
It does feel like we're doing very well. And that's not to say that we know each other better than you guys, because obviously you guys have a bigger connection with all the blood sharing. But like
rituals we have.
Yeah, the rituals. Yeah. Let's try one more.
Okay.
Okay, one word.
It's the Tism Sparkle right here.
Youch.
Is that even a fucking word?
You mean you don't get it immediately?
Pain?
Underwear.
Wedgie.
Okay, dude, fuck this game, bro. Because, like, you guys are given two polar sides of, like, what the word is, and then it meets in the middle. And when we start, it's like, we get square. I don't know. And the next person's like, pepperoni, pizza.
Okay, well, we'll do it this time. This time we'll go first. That way they have the second one. Here, show them one more.
Okay. God damn.
I do think we've won handsomely, though.
Oh, all right. Hi.
Should I get it off the first one?
Is he saying hey to you?
You're not going to get it off the first one. This is definitely at least
you went abstract with it?
Not really.
High?
Like high.
No, I know. Weed?
Okay.
Snacks.
Munchies.
There we go. It's always whoever goes second. Yeah.
Does seem to win.
Yeah.
Well,
let's do six more.
Well, that was a dumpster fire of a game, wasn't it?
Was this the first time you played it?
No, we've played it almost every time. And for whatever reason, our combination of playing that game is the worst. I feel like we got to find our combination of doing something else. I think it could be a band. What do you think? Jared, you asked him the question you wanted to ask. He's been trying to ask this to every guest for years, but he's been too scared. And he feels like you guys are open.
You're in a safe place.
I'm in a safe place. Thank you for making me feel so safe. Johnny.
Right.
Where are you from?
Whoa.
We did a big deep dive into Jake's background, but I feel like we didn't get to go into yours.
Yeah. Fuck me. San Jose, California. My address is...
That does add up. And San Jose, they all kind of look like you?
Like people?
No.
Like emos?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Did you feel the same sort of pressure like that he felt in Kansas where you were from growing up?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
He's never felt pressure in his entire life. Okay. No. This is Johnny we're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, when you were doing social media, right. Were you in school at the same time?
originally. Yeah. But I like I fought with my mom not to go to the classrooms. I was like, I don't want to go.
And what did she say?
Oh, she didn't have, I would just fight in the car and I'd be like, no, 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 no. And then I just wouldn't go.
So you would skip school a lot?
Well, the teachers would eventually drag me out because she would drive me to the school and I was being like a little bitch. And then eventually I would get put into the classrooms.
What year did you drop out?
The first year of high school.
Freshman year.
Holy shit. You dropped out freshman year?
Yep. Yep. Really good choices in life.
What?
Holy
what?
Shit, bro. That's like, he has 1 year. Wait, did you finish the first year?
I did.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. He has like one level above eighth grade in intelligence. That is crazy.
Do you think you're going to go back or?
Why would I? I feel like if I went back to high school right now, it would not look good. But now I'm on the Dropouts podcast and it makes sense. You
it
know?
Does make sense. This yeah. is a full. So you did this just to come on a eventual yeah. podcast that you didn't know about at the time.
Yeah. I don't even think the podcast existed at the
Wait,
time.
You dropped out. How old are you?
Right now, how old am I?
No, how old were you then?
I think I was like 16 or 15.
No, 16 is definitely too old for freshman year.
That would be so like 14.
Yeah.
Maybe I was 14. I don't know. Give or take.
How do you approach? Do you approach your mother or do you just like. Sort education isn't for it me,
was
mom.
Like, it was like, it's a long lore thing of knowing somebody that was doing YouTube content and then me like having a lot of trauma and getting in fights about it. And then eventually that guy let me do YouTube with them. And then that guy turned out to be a piece of shit. And
I'm not following, but I hate whoever that guy is.
Well, if you guys did your research, you know.
We didn't do any research. You should know that. We've asked about your eye makeup 8 times. That's all we care about.
Skinny jeans 6.
So we just, yeah, we're just on this L'Oreal trend. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was a... I just, some would say I got lucky. I would say probably not a good choice now that I'm older.
Did you live with your mom immediately after you left school? Like, were you still living
no,
with your mom?
No, I moved out, like, eventually. Yeah, like, I moved in with the person that was doing YouTube, and it was like, oh, that's not normal.
And how old was the person doing YouTube?
He was like, I think 24.
This sounds like there's some trauma that we shouldn't go into.
No, there's no actual trauma besides somebody, like, signing me to like bad deals and trying to make money off me and probably having a crush on me
and making you drink all the time.
Oh yeah. And making me drink all the time. Okay. It's all out on the internet.
And Johnny was like, yeah, like 16.
I was like 14 when it started.
14. And they're like approaching 30. So,
I mean,
so there's this 30-year-old man who's forcing you to drink alcohol in his home.
Well, not 30. Well, he was like approaching. Oh, yeah.
Come on. He was 24.
He was 50.
Yeah.
So there's this, older than you man.
Correct.
Making you drink alcohol in his home. Making you quit school in an effort to become...
The school thing was a little bit me pushing for that as well.
Become an internet persona?
Yeah. I just wanted attention.
I should have done more research because now I found this fascinating.
Oh, there's...
Dude, Johnny has a huge lore to him. Like, my past isn't really a lore. Like, he has a real lore.
Can you unapologetically explain some of this stuff to me?
You want me to go down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, you can take as long as you want. Like this is really
get the book out.
Unless you don't want, unless is this?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, okay. I've talked about it a million times. No, it's just so there was this YouTuber named Brian Starrs who was like a popular interviewer in the alternative music scene.
Yeah,
like, he would interview like all those emo bands and stuff. And he had his own tour. I met him as like a viewer, and he saw that he could make money off of me pretty much. And then,
in what capacity at that point? Like, how could he make money off of you?
Just by signing me and marketing me to his audience, I guess. And I just wanted to be an internet popular person. I watched a lot of YouTube.
Well, I feel like he like, stuff. Well, he like believed in you, right? He's like, oh, I feel like.
I guess.
But he was like, oh.
He's a very money hungry person. But
I see.
And so then I was like, you know, going through a lot, and I eventually convinced my mom to, you know, let me drop out and move in with this guy to Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah, why? For like a year.
What?
Yeah, that's where he lived. I started my YouTube channel there to help me get a jump start.
Was your mom kind of resistant to all of this? Or was she like...
She was a little bit, but then it like... I mean, initially it started with me doing one of his tours with him because he would like, you know, tour the U.S. And stuff.
And that was his music tours or no, just the interviewing?
Like, he was kind of like the host of the tours.
Gotcha.
Something that he put together.
And, gotcha.
Yeah, and then I did that and I lived in Nebraska for a while. He's like, drink with me. You got to drink because he interviewed a lot of bands. So he was like, you got to keep up with the bands.
And this was all very predatory, it feels like.
Yeah, now that I'm a 20, you know, 6-year-old man, I can kind of see, oh, yeah, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Let's
not feed
up.
Alcohol into the recently.
So that all happened. And then eventually, you know, it led to me like going on Warped Tour with him and stuff, like, because he got invited. Well,
that
me.
Was worth it. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Warped Tour is a safe place for children.
Yeah.
So I was on that at like 16 or so. And then. Did another year in like a 17-year-old or whatever, and then eventually moved to LA, and then we had a falling out, and we made like a collab channel that like he like overtook and stuff.
What was the why did the falling out initially happen? Did you just like notice, you're like, oh, this these are weird tactics?
He just kept on signing a bunch of people and like being really shitty with their, you know, finances and just kind of taking money and like not benefiting them really. And he also started working with people that also got called out for being creeps as well and would defend them and stuff. And one of them ended up in jail. So
and you
still is.
you don't like being a creep. So you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
creeps.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, most people would probably assume I am because of my haircut, but no, I'm not.
No. I only assumed it because I've seen it and witnessed it with my own eyes. No. Sure.
That's a joke. No,
he's like, okay, finally, one joke in here.
But yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, that's like a rough, I would say like.
And then what age did you kind of disband from him and start your own thing?
I was like probably 19 or so. And I moved to a different apartment. And then he also moved to that apartment afterwards because he wanted to still like see if he could like keep me a part of his like YouTube career.
So you just see each other in the elevator? You're like, no.
I actually like never saw him. I really didn't. I was like friends with one of his roommates though. But no, we never really like saw each other during that time. And then eventually we made amends actually when I was like in my 20s. Then I realized, oh, this guy actually is like has a crush on me, I'm pretty sure. By the way he was acting. And I was like, yeah, fuck this dude. And then like he just
no, that's what he wants. You can't do that.
Oh yeah. So let's not fuck this dude.
Yeah, that's what
there we go. It's a lot to really like. I need to write a book probably. Yeah. But I don't really know how to write because I dropped out of high school. So.
Yeah, that's the could you help?
I could probably help. Yeah.
Yeah, you know words.
Probably get distracted.
I don't know some big, there's some big words. Like you've said a couple on this podcast where I just kind of went with it, but I really like didn't know what you said.
Well, the good thing is if you can, you don't have to make it with big words. That way everybody can read it.
That's very true.
You could just use images actually for a lot of it too.
That's like, true. No one really does picture books.
Yeah, picture book.
Well, I feel like to help you out, the Dropouts podcast is happy to sponsor you to go back to high school in 9th grade.
I'm good.
And we're going to be your parents.
Dude, that would be a good TV show. Johnny Goes to High School.
Johnny Goes to High School.
It wouldn't be good. I'd fucking hate it. It'd be so boring.
Yeah, and you would be hanging out with the exact people that...
Yeah, that yeah. I shouldn't be hanging out with as a grown adult.
Oh, yeah. Jared, trust me. He's been slapped on the hand left and right. But you know him. Okay.
But yeah, you guys should be my parents, though. That's fine.
Who's the mother? Who's the father?
That's up to you.
I'll be the dad.
What the hell?
I was thinking mother.
What is wrong with being a mother?
Nothing.
Oh, you hate mothers.
You didn't consult me on this.
Ooh, parents are arguing.
It's a very mother argument. Let's be honest with ourselves. Okay, interesting. Yeah. So you've heard this story a bunch of times.
Yeah. I didn't know you moved to Nebraska.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
Do you have any questions to ask him? That's like, what the hell is going on?
Not really. You know, we're at home a lot throughout the day. We have a lot of time to get to know each other.
Yeah, we usually just don't talk, though. We usually just sit in silence.
What are the hobbies among you two outside of the music?
Honestly, we film, we edit, and then we'll make time to go out.
So you guys are just robots. You just wake up. You're like, all right.
I mean, we go get food. And then we eat it.
I think we have.
We watch TV. But you know, I mean, come on now. What do you think we're gonna do? Like, you know, set up ping pong or something?
Maybe
like,
that's
ping pong time, Johnny. You know, we're humans. We just like fucking rot.
I play video games.
What's your game of choice?
Fortnite.
So you're pretty excited about the November 3rd drop?
What is that?
I thought when they reverted back to the old map.
Yeah. Oh, I don't really care.
Oh, okay.
I honestly played it and I was like, this is kind of boring. Actually, I'm disappointed.
The only game I could get into is Minecraft.
And are you still in there? You're just building your life?
No, I haven't played video games in a long time.
Is there anything that you do enjoy doing in life in general?
Do I have hobbies?
I don't really.
I think we got to get you a hobby.
I work out. I do work out.
It's not fun.
That is not fun. You're actively breaking your muscles.
Every single day, I edit or film or go out. And I do not know what I do in between. I just eat.
What do you normally, so do you go out to then get the stories to film? Is this like a self-serving cycle, or do you go out
for like your videos? Talk about? No,
for our videos, we just go to Target and like walk around. That's all we do for our videos. We don't.
God damn it!
Nothing else. That's the crew.
He's like, I dropped out of high school to walk around Target with him.
Well, that's what we did. Well, last night we went to Target for Johnny's video, and for my video, we went to Trader Joe's.
Okay, how did you guys decide who's going to get Target? Because that sounds like the moneymaker.
God damn it. Sick, you know what? No, because I said, I'm going to go to Trader Joe's for my videos. Like, you know,
I kind of want to do shopping too. I'll do Target. So it's actually the second idea.
What are you shopping for in these videos? Like, is there a theme?
Groceries?
Or?
I didn't buy anything.
You guys just went, what you the fuck?
Everybody's like, he didn't buy a single thing.
Yeah. We're just browsing, you know, like people like...
it's personality-based, obviously, yeah.
I feel like when people watch it, they feel like they're watching their friends. We're really genuine and goofy, and we're not afraid to be cringe. And I feel like when people watch that, they're like, oh, this is just like...
I feel like saying that you're genuine just doesn't come across right.
I'm the most genuine person you've ever met. No, I mean, like, you know, I feel like we don't really put up a persona, like, whenever we're filming. We're literally just being, like, super cringy and
No, I think
silly.
That's my persona.
Just cringy and, wait, we met on a set. The reason we're here is because...
Yeah, on a set.
We met on a set. We dated the same girl. Kind of scandalous.
I didn't win, so...
I didn't win.
So we didn't date the same
girl. Yeah, but we were both on a date. It was a blind date. Right. You know, look at us. We're spit sisters.
We didn't kiss her. Or each other.
But we can still.
That's like you and I was. You know?
Would you like to watch?
I would love to watch.
Of course. Because you love love.
Love love.
You're a big love guy. You always text me. I love love.
I do say that.
Exactly.
Thanks for having me up, man.
Of course. We just end it there. We're like, all right. We'll see you guys. Hold on. I got some texts.
Someone just texted him.
No, I've got questions I was supposed to ask that I have not done.
Here we go. They're not going to be good.
Oh, why the hell are you not saving any Funko Pops for the rest of us?
You have a Funko Pop addiction?
No, I don't even fucking want them.
Yes, you do. I heard you have a storefront, basically, in your room of Funko Pops.
Did Tara tell you this?
I'm not going to reveal who texted me several things, but
yeah, it's Tara.
You also...
I don't want them. I don't want them. I just have
well,
them.
Listen, I Wait. Love you, bro, but your room, like, if you walked in your room and looked at it, you would think a woman has never stepped in here.
They haven't.
Are you asexual or do you love the women or what's going on?
I love women are cool. I mean, I don't love all of them. Some of them suck.
and some of them swallow.
Which ones?
Nice.
I don't know. Okay. No, I think it sounds stressful.
Yeah. To have a woman in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it could go so wrong. Like, no, you know, for maybe me being in their life could go wrong too. You know, it's just like,
I mean, you both were over at the party the other day at our house. And I mean, I mean, there were a lot of different haired girls kind of just like a moth to a flame gathered around you.
Around me?
Yeah.
You think so?
I thought I was just talking to people.
See, that's what you think. I think you're out there just spitting flow. And
we're not the best at social cues.
I picked up on it. I did pick up on it.
I did communicate with human beings.
Yeah, I did do. I talked to people as well there.
And then I went to my Funko Pops alone.
And then you wore my jacket, and I smell it every night now. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I wish he was here.
What does it smell like?
You. It smells like genuine, authentic person.
You know what? That's what I thought you were going to say.
That's pretty sick.
I'm still confused on these Funko Pops. If you don't want them, where did they come
from? Yeah, bro, how's that like 100?
Okay.
And so, what are they?
So, back in the day, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy all the scary ones from the movies, you know, that were horror movies. And then... you know, then my viewers saw that I got that and I would go on tours and they would just give me them. So then I was like, so I just collected them. I was like, these are kind of cool. And now I just have two. I don't know what to
How many do you think you have?
Like 50 at least.
That's too many. I think we both have kind of a hoarding issue.
Do you? Really? What do you hoard besides your emotions?
Actually, I do that. Pretty much everything I own, I have trouble throwing it away. Not like a cup of ramen noodles, you know.
You have a lot of murder stuff.
So you easily make things sentimental?
Hold on. Are we going to brush past you have a lot of murder stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I used to do like murderabilia stuff like back in the day, which is like where like, you know, like paintings like made by serial killers.
Oh. You like collect them?
Yeah.
What's...
I did it for videos, but I don't do it anymore.
They're actual paintings? Like you bought the actual paintings that they painted?
Yeah.
Why are you so interested in murder?
I'm actually not. I actually do not give a shit about serial killers. Like, you know, like...
He hates Funko Pops, but we're all just lying today, aren't we?
I thought the art was interesting, and I thought people would find it interesting to unbox it. So it was like I was genuinely interested.
Do you still have them or don't?
Yeah, I have them. I have no idea what to do with them.
What's the most interesting piece that you have?
I have like 6 paintings by John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. And
he scares the hell out of me.
Did you guys see the documentary on him?
No, I see. I don't even keep
he's
up
like
with
he's
him.
Like I thought he was just like worked at McDonald's. He's like a clown. Wait, do you have something of Dahmer's?
I used to. I used to own his glasses.
Shut the fuck up. What?
Yeah, for about a year. But
they were ugly.
They were pretty ugly.
But the things those things have seen, that's so scary. How much were they?
I can't, well, like when I bought them, like me and the guy that I bought them from are like, okay, let's not like announce the price. But I was like, okay, I'm going to unbox these for a video. Then maybe I'll give them to a museum or something. And they kind of just like sat in my room for a while. And I was like, this, I feel like I should not be responsible or in charge of like having this part of history. Like with, like, I'm just a random dude, you know, like.
Did it scare you to have that kind of energy in your room at all? I don't know.
I don't think about energy.
No, I don't either. Like, I'm not like a woo-woo, these things are haunted type of thing, but I feel like every time I'd see him, I'd be like, all right.
That's kind of fucking dark.
Yeah, no, exactly. I felt uncomfortable. Like, I feel like uncomfortable with all that stuff now. Like, people ask me to still do those videos, but it was more so like, at the time, I was like, oh, wow, I need to do something that like no one else is doing. I really looked like morbid content. So I was like, oh my gosh, this would be interesting. I wonder what these paintings look like in real life. Like, oh my God, I should unbox them. But, you know, like I did them and then like I'm like completely over it now. And it's like uncomfortable for me to even like own. Like, I want to get like rid of everything, but I don't know.
So did you give them to like a museum or something?
I gave them back to the guy that that I bought them from. Gotcha.
Did he give you the money back?
No.
So you rented Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses?
I guess. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You had a lease on them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Not lease to own. And then Sam and Colby's, we saw each other at the Sam and Colby video thing. What'd you guys think of that?
Like, oh, that was super cool.
It's crazy how like,
just they proved ghosts. I guess I haven't done anything of that significance in my lifetime. yeah, that was pretty terrifying as well.
Do you guys believe in the supernatural at all?
We did do like one ghost video recently. That was actually like, we did the Queen Mary thing and that was actually a little, we had like one moment that was a little weird, but, I don't know. I definitely like want to experience. Myself to see it, but I'm a little torn.
I'm extremely skeptical, and whenever someone else believes in ghosts, like I believe that they believe, like I'm not gonna say ghosts are not real, because then I'd just be like closing my book, you know, my book of thought. I always got to keep my book of thought open because, you know, I don't know what the fuck's going on ever. So yeah, I used to always be like, nope, they're not real, nope. But like, you know, I'm kind of, you know, now I'm like, that was kind of like, felt like a jackass if I think I'm always right, you know? So I always got to keep this book open, baby.
It's fun to believe.
Well, speaking of keeping this book open, I think it's time to close this one. It was wonderful having you two wonderful people here. And if you thought at any point that you had the best time of your life, just know I felt the same way. Okay?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I literally just got goosebumps on my gooch.
Okay. Hey, Goosey Gooches. We're a bunch of Goosey
Gooches.
That's
the band name.
Goosey Gooches. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, that is worse. We'll shop it. How about you and me? We'll shop the name around.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to it someday.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. And then what's the best place to find you guys?
OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was going to say. Or OF that we do together.
Their socials will be in the description. If it is the OnlyFans, just know I took the pictures. And it was really hot. All right, thank you guys. Oh, and if you stay till the end, put in the comments your favorite song that you think these guys would listen to. Hell
that's
yeah.
A good one.
And please stereotype them. Yeah. Thank you. All right, bye guys. Sorry it was long. Thank you.